God's time. Time is subject to God. God is not subject to time. That's why the songwriter says, He holds the whole world in His hand. Is God the whole world in His hands? Is God the
whole world in His hands? Is God the whole world in His hands?
When the ships are down and God is out to prove that He is God, even He can order the time to remain. He did it in the days of Joshua, that the sun had to stand still. The cosmos could not obey the law of natural order. That is God for you. Often, the tendency for us to give up and lose hope is always there. But the Lord is calling us to question this morning. Why should you give up? Why should you conclude it's all over when God is the owner of time? Peter and his brother, they were out for fishing on that fateful day. Scripture says they toiled all night. They went through terrible frustration. For those of us who grew up in the riverine area, those of us who are from that extraction, there are tides to go for fishing. When the water is flowing back, it is not the best of time to fish. And we have better catch when we go at night than in the daytime. And so, we calculate the tide. When it is time for the water to start drying up, it's not like unlike this area where we are. We have a river in Abraka here. This one is flowing one way. But I am talking about rivers that flow in and flow out. And so, when it is the tide for the river to flow out, that's the best time to do fishing. And like I said earlier, it is better when it is in the night. We have more catch. And so on that fateful night, Peter and his brother and his colleagues, they've calculated very well. It is the season of harvest of fish. They went on that expedition. But unfortunately, Peter and his brother and his colleagues, they toiled all night and they had nothing to show for it. Scripture says, by the time Jesus came to meet them at that seashore, which I have visited several times, out of frustration, dejection, and regret, say we stay all night, nothing, they left the boat and we are sitting somewhere. Calculating their loss. Because according to Jewish history, it cost a lot to have a boat there. Not to talk of buying the net and other accessories that will be needed for the fishing. They did all of that with high expectation, only for them to go on that fateful night and they caught nothing. Peter and his brother and others, they gave up hope. I don't know what the Lord promised you in 2020. We have less than 21 days to the end of the year. It is possible you have given up, that it is no longer possible, that God can't do it anymore. But the Lord asked me to tell someone in the house this morning, don't conclude it is over, because I am the God of the zero hour. When all hope are lost, that is where I show forth my glory. And with the chorusing of your amen, may the Lord turn situation around for your good in the name of Jesus Christ. May He give you the reason to smile in the name of Jesus Christ. May you give you the reason to say, thank God I made it. May that be your testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. If I am praying for you, you will say a better amen in his presence. That's the message. Don't give up. Don't conclude on yourself. Don't lose heart. Don't lose hope. In Nifes, there is a song we used to sing in those days. God can do it at the 0 hour. Do it at the 0 hour. He's a God whose word cannot fail. God can do it at the 0 hour. Do it at the 0 hour. He will never fail. I pray you may be at your 0 hour right now. But the Lord says, I should announce to you that he is the God who is able to turn situation around and grant you your heart desire. And as you believe him and shout your amen, may that miracle hit you in the name of Jesus Christ. Number two, at the point of frustration, remember that God can change the rule for you. Verse 5. Give me verse 5. Thank you. Verse 5, please. But Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. When Jesus had finished teaching, using the boat of Simon Peter and Andrew, one would have expected, even they themselves were enjoying the teaching of Jesus. And because Jesus was done, they had expected him to say, okay, let me leave your boat and go. And then we can continue the washing of our nets. While they were looking forward to Jesus' stepping out of the boat, he called them, he beckoned on them and said, guys, come. I know what you have gone through. Wasted years. Wasted time. Struggling like an elephant and eating like an ant. Now I want to change the tide for you. Enter into the boat. Launch out again. Peter looked at Jesus and said, oh God, you don't understand. You are not a fisherman. You are a pastor. You don't know the tide to fish. We understand the tide. Like the son of Issachar, who understand the time. Peter was telling Jesus, Oga, it is not what you think. If there be any wrong hour for fishing, it is now you are talking about. We tried all night. We used all the strategies. We employed our intellect. We used our wisdom. We used our education. We used all that we have in our arsenal to get some fish out of the water, all to no avail. Okay, just pray for us and let us go. We are not bothered, we will come next time. And Jesus smiled at them and said, no, you don't understand. Even the fish in the sea obey me. And because I am the Lord of the sea, I give command and it will obey. Boy, cool down. Cool down. Calm down. Stretch your hand out. Do what I have asked you to do. And when they did, scripture says, Peter said in the latter part of that verse 5, we have toiled all night. We caught nothing. He added, nevertheless. Ladies and gentlemen, the only word God is waiting for you to say so he can act is the word nevertheless. Somebody shout and say nevertheless. I can hear you, holler it. At your word. Nevertheless, at your word. I see Peter say, with God, nothing is impossible. If you have said it, that settles it. Ladies and gentlemen, if Peter had not added nevertheless at your word, I will let it down. He would have gone home empty-handed. Touch me with your hand, Jesus. Touch me with your hand, Jesus. Touch me with your hand, Jesus. My Jesus. Touch me with your hand, Jesus.
Do not let me go. The same way I am, touch me with your hand, Jesus. Do not let me go. The same way I am, touch me with your hand, Jesus.
Thank you, my sister. That should be our quest this morning. Do not let me go the way I came. I was preaching in that crusade in Sapele yesterday morning, and I was telling them, there are people who will come and watch others collect their miracle. They will come as spectators, as passengers. You know, the spectator who goes to the stadium to watch match, now then they shout past. They made the loudest noise. Only the 22 guys and the referee and linesmen in the field of action collect all the allowance. Do you know that even the spectators are the ones who contribute the money to pay the players and the referees? Somebody say, error. I didn't hear you shout it louder. You will never be a spectator in the name of Jesus Christ. When heaven is distributing his blessing upon his people, may you be an active recipient in the name of Jesus Christ. May you be an active recipient in the name of Jesus. Jesus told Peter, launch out into the deep. I am changing the rule in your favor. Time can't limit me. I am the one who ordered time. In fact, I created time, because the Bible says in Genesis chapter 1, there was morning and there was evening the first day. There was morning, there was evening the second day, which goes to show that God is the one who created the time. Time cannot challenge God when it is time for him to act. And that is why you will hear that Sarah at 90 will give birth to a son. That is why a man who is sick for 38 years with a word will receive his healing, because God is a limitless God. I pray for somebody from this altar this morning. For your sake, may Jehovah change the rule in the name of Jesus Christ. For your sake, may the postulation of medical doctors be set aside in the name of Jesus. For your sake, may heaven respond to your cry in the name of Jesus. Peter said, nevertheless, at your word, I'll let down the net. And when he did, the situation changed. The story changed. Scripture says, the same river where they have been fishing all night and nothing came out, that same river, they launched into the deep. That deep there signifies faith. They carry out the expedition this time around by faith, and faith rewarded them. The Bible says, at the end of it all, their nets were breaking. It got to a level where their boat could not contain the volume of fish that was coming out of the river. The same river where they toiled all night and nothing happened. I speak with the voice of prophecy on somebody in the house this morning. Out of nothing, may Jehovah make something for you in the name of Jesus. Out of nothing, may Jehovah make something for you in the name of Jesus. And God will make a way where there seems to be
no way. He walks in ways we cannot see. He will be my guide.
angry at the point of frustration, keep obeying and walking by faith. At the point of frustration, keep obeying and walking by faith. Give me that same verse 5 and take it to verse 6. Verse 5, please. Peter said, nevertheless, the B part of it, I will let it down at your word. Give me verse 6. And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish that their nets were breaking. That songwriter says, there is no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Like I said earlier, if Peter had not obeyed, he would have gone home empty-handed. The word of Jesus ignited the faith of Peter. And he said, at your word, I will let it down. Ladies and gentlemen, this simple, affirmation by Peter was what made him to be the leader eventually of all the disciples. Because Jesus saw in him the quality of faith and obedience. Miracle does not happen on a dry ground. It takes faith for miracle to happen. I don't know if I've shared this one with us, and I'm going to close with this story. Papa Adeboye traveled to the UK for a revival service. And one man offered his car to be taking Papa Adeboye right from the airport to the hotel where they lodged him. And the man would go there every day to take him from the hotel back, to the church for the revival and back to the hotel every day throughout the revival. And on the last day that Papa Adeboye was going to leave and return back to Nigeria, this man also offered to take him to the airport. And so as they were going to the airport, Papa Adeboye said, young man, you have been so faithful. You left your busy schedule. You offered to give me a ride all through the revival. I can't do much for you, but I'll give you money to buy bread for your children when you get home. And according to the story, the man gladly accepted the money and said, thank you, sir. It was not a big, huge money, but he collected it. Guess what? When the man got home, he told his wife, he said, do you know the funny experience I had today? Pa Adeboye gave me money to buy bread for our children. Whereas the man and the wife, they've been in marriage for 14 years, no issue. But he was given money to buy bread for his children. He didn't tell Papa Adeboye, sorry, we don't have children. He collected the money by faith and he went home. He showed the money to the wife and he told the wife, I'll keep this money until when the children will come. When the children will come, I will use this money to buy bread for them. He held the hand of the wife and they prayed together. Pa Adeboye did not know that they don't even have children. He came back to Nigeria. Ladies and gentlemen, that same month, the wife became pregnant. And by the next Holy Ghost convention in Redemption Camp, the man came with a baby from UK to Nigeria. At the end of the opening session, he went to meet Papa Adeboye and said, Pa, sir, do you still know me? The man said, no, I can't recollect. He said, okay, I'll remind you, sir. You came to England to conduct a revival. I volunteered myself to give you a ride all through. The last day you were leaving, you gave me money to buy bread for my children. Pa, as at that time, we do not have any child. I took the money from you by faith. I joined my hand with my wife and we prayed. And I promised that I'm going to keep this money until the baby comes. Here is the baby that you gave money to buy bread for. Papa said he fell on the ground and he was rolling. He said, this is unusual miracle. Ladies and gentlemen, Papa Adeboye did not pray for the man. He gave money to buy bread. I speak the word of prophecy from this altar today. I don't know what you are trusting God for. I don't know what that which has given you sleepless nights. It may be for a number of years, but the Lord sent me your way this morning to announce to you that as you keep your faith in Him, as you obey His word, the miracle you have been yearning for, with the shout of your amen, will hit your life in the name of Jesus Christ. It will hit your life in the name of Jesus. It will hit your life in the name of Jesus. You may have got to the point of frustration, the point of losing heart and losing hope, but God is here to show up for you. He is going to prove Himself in your life. At the point of frustration, number one, don't conclude it is over. At the point of frustration, remember that God can change the rule for you. At the point of frustration, keep obeying and walking by faith. Rise on your feet. When we walk with the Lord
in the light of His word,
for
the glory is shed on the way, while we do His good
thing,
He abides with us
as
in the whole world.
Can you stretch your two hands towards me? I'm going to make three prophetic declarations. If you can catch it, it will work for you. Under this unction, anything can happen. Because you have determined not to conclude that it is over, I pray, may Jehovah surprise you in the name of Jesus Christ. Because of your faith and belief that God can change the rule for you, may it happen according to your belief in the name of Jesus. As you take a determined decision to obey and walk with God by faith, may Jehovah visit you in the name of Jesus. May He turn the situation around for your good and put a new song in your mouth. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, and in the name of God the Holy Spirit. Somebody shout amen like thunder. You may be seated. Let me request.